Lucy, good afternoon.
Thank you for having me.
Absolute pleasure. Now, the Pixar installation is looking to take audiences on a visual journey through Pixar's creative process from early film development to finished product. Can you give us a little idea of what's involved?
So it's a very special piece, actually. It's made especially for Vivid Sydney this year. It's a custom animation, and it's a retrospective reflection on 30 years of art and animation that is the behind the scenes of Pixar creating all of their iconic films through the ages. It's a really unique look, actually, at the development of the technology that they've used to create their films, but also a really lovely opportunity to have a look at the original sketches for some of the characters that you know and love today.
What is it, do you think, that captivates audiences of so many different ages? I mean, even I'll admit myself, what do you think captivates audiences so much in Pixar's films?
Look, I think they're built for everybody. Parents love these films as much as their children do. And they've been around for such a long time that many, many people have now grown up with Pixar in the way that generations before them grew up with Disney. It's quite a legacy that they are showing on our Argyle Cut, and we're very, very lucky to have them.
Well, this project was designed specifically for Vivid. How did this collaboration come about?
Oh, very gently, very carefully. And it's an awful lot of work across a vast distance across the oceans. I think everybody from Pixar's team to Disney's team to Vivid Sydney's team, we have all been 100% behind this and extremely excited about making it work and helping the animation team at Pixar to pixel map accurately to the Argyle Cut, which is an enormous projection surface, has been no small undertaking.
And looking at the actual projection, looking at bringing some of the characters to life, could you tell us a little bit more about the actual technology involved, the projection technology involved?
So the projectors on the Argyle Cut, there's 8 projectors, and they're all looking at a unique part of the tunnel and then 3D projection mapped onto the surface. They are state-of-the-art current technology, and what you're looking at is really beautiful because it's all the original sketches for the very first Toy Story in the 1970s when they were just developing the early 3D software. And you can actually see the evolution of the technology behind 3D animation, which is extremely special. It's a proper nerd out moment for animators around the world, but especially in Sydney.
And just looking at sort of visiting this one and visiting Vivid itself, it's one of those things with the festival growing and growing every year. It kind of it gets so big that a lot of people go, well, what am I going to go and see? How am I going to get along and see it? In terms of tracking down some of these highlights, did you have any recommendations or advice?
I'd say, look, the Argyle Cut is very logistically difficult to create every year. So I would encourage to go to the Argyle Cut this year because it's not likely to be every year as a feature. So definitely go down to the Argyle Cut. It's an opportunity to lie down in the middle of the road and look up at the ceiling. It's a pretty special opportunity, and it sounds superb, and it is packed with people having a good time. People even applaud at the end of each run of the show.
That's beautiful. Well, Lucy, thank you very much. Best of luck, obviously, ongoing with the festival this year, and do appreciate your time.
Thank you very much for having me.